We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. We are the wake-up call. That's Kelly over there. I'm David. James Corden got... Well, he's apologizing, right? He had some bad behavior.
He is on the apology tour. He seems like the, like, nice, funny guy you want to go out to dinner with. But not after the reports came out that he got 86 from a high-end restaurant in New York due to his behavior.
Was it Chili's?
No, high-end.
Chili's is pretty high-end.
2 for $20 doesn't count as high-end.
I don't know if you know this, but they have phenomenal ribs and a great T-bone steak.
I want my baby back. No, this restaurant is called Balthazar. See, that's how high-end it is.
When you can't pronounce the name.
I've never been there before, obviously. But James Corden, according to the story, has been there a couple times. And each time he's been to this restaurant, he has been extremely rude. So the restaurant's owner actually came out and said, you know, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to 86 him from my restaurant because he's just extremely rude to my staff. And I'm not going to put up with it.
Do you? What do you think? What do you think he James Corden orders when he goes to a high-end restaurant? Cordon Bleu?
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So after that story came out.
Do you think Corden is blue about being at 86 from a high-end restaurant called Balthazar?
James Corden went on the apology tour and supposedly reached out to the restaurant owner and apologized for his behavior. Sure. And now the restaurant owner said, you know what, I believe in second chances. Yes, he can come back if he lets me host a show for 9 months. but he said, all joking aside, stuff like that happens. I will lift the ban so he can't come back. But, you know, he better be on his best behavior.
Isn't he leaving his show?
Yeah.
I never really watched this. I've only watched the highlight clips. You know,
I've only seen the carpool karaoke. Yeah. Which was great.
He comes across as a nice guy. That's unfortunate to hear. And that stink when you hear like one of your favorite, but he's not one of our favorite people, but you know, your celebrity.
Somebody high-end like that. Yeah.
And they end up being a punk.
Okay. Out of the two of us, I'm sure this is going to be you. Have you ever been kicked out of somewhere?
No.
That you remember?
Not really.
No. Here comes the technicality.
It is a technicality because I was first.
Because I was drunk.
I was 20.
Okay.
And they were serving me. That's not my fault. And it was the last night this place was open.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
You shut them down forever? Well, you were that bad?
No, we just knew that this place was a popular place near University of Central Florida.
Uh-huh.
Which is a big college.
And they were closing because they were serving to minors? Probably.
I mean, who knows? They certainly were making money.
But they kicked you out?
Which I thought was funny. They kicked my buddy and I out. It was more so my buddy's fault.
Right, my friend.
And they were like, you guys can never come back here. We kind of looked at it and we're like, this is the last night.
Nobody can ever come back here.
That's the only time. Other than that, I've always behaved. Okay. I always behaved.
Right.
I carry myself with some decorum. Uh-huh. I do. You've been kicked out of a place, haven't you?
No. Me? I'm perfect.
Well, let's take some stories.
Ish. Yeah, if you have a story of getting kicked out of somewhere, you can call or text us at 888-431-3764.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. We are the wake-up call. James Corden, the late, whatever his show's called.
Yeah.
What's it called?
He's on late at night.
Yeah, and he's not doing a show anymore, right?
I don't know if it's already ended or not.
He's retiring.
We get up early. I don't watch late night shows.
Doesn't matter. He was a punk at a bougie restaurant in New York City, and he got banned from it.
Mm-hmm. The ban's been lifted now, but he was behaving badly.
Well, it inspired the topic. Where have you been kicked out of?
I remembered I got kicked out of somewhere.
Where?
I got kicked out of my senior prom.
Oh, my gosh. I can only imagine. What for?
Drinking.
Yeah, well, get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, your habits have changed since then.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
My name's Steven. Calling from Paris.
Steven, you sound like you've been kicked out of a place.
I have.
Where'd you get kicked out of?
I was kicked out of Disney World.
Oh, dress code? Were you showing too much skin?
No, I'm a diabetic, and I had left my, it was my high school graduation night. our senior trip. I accidentally left my insulin or my extra insulin on the bus, and security wouldn't let me go out and get it. So I chucked my collector's cup full of lemonade at him, and I got kicked out.
Well, you're not supposed to do that.
Well, I mean, I needed my insulin, and he was preventing me from getting it.
Yeah, that he could have had a medical emergency.
So I explained everything that was happening, and they ended up telling me the security guard was just doing his job on what the high schools were allowed to do at that time. And, I mean, it was squashed, and they understood. But at the same time, I'm not allowed back.
At Disney World or Disneyland?
Disney World in Florida.
Oh, you're good then.
Yeah, you live in California. You're fine.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry.
Well, thanks for calling in. You have a great day.
You too.
Good morning, K-Frog. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Janine from Orange County.
Where have you been kicked out of, Janine?
We were not kicked out. We were escorted out.
That's just a nice way to say it.
At a concert. And the worst part is that two other people in my group got to stay, and the three of us got escorted out. We were very upset.
So why did you get escorted out?
Well, we were jumping over the rail into the some other area where we weren't really supposed to be.
You were trespassing?
Well, we were just a hair drunk, but you know what?
No way. What concert was it?
You know what? I can't even remember.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, James Corden, the late night show host, was kicked out of a restaurant, a bougie restaurant in New York City, for having a bad attitude.
Yeah, they're going to be rude.
No, but that inspired a great conversation, and we're taking your calls and texts, 888-431-3764. What were you kicked out of?
Okay, here's an interesting one from the 909. I got kicked out of Costco in Utah. I was wearing a dress and knee-high boots. It was wintertime, but the boots were keeping me warm, so I didn't need a jacket. I just walked inside, went back to the produce, and I was asked to leave because I wasn't dressed appropriately for their store.
At Costco?
At Costco. I ended up calling the Costco corporate, and they apologized and said that Utah Costcos have a different dress code.
Oh, because of the religion thing. Yeah, interesting.
I was like, I've seen worse than that at the one in North Fontana.
Let's go to the phones. Who's this?
I'm anonymous, and I'm calling from Ontario.
That means this is going to be a good story. Where did you get kicked out of?
I didn't get kicked out, but my friend got kicked out of SoFi Stadium at the Kenny Chesney concert using the men's restroom.
Wow.
And your friend is a female, I'm assuming?
Yes, because the line was too long. But, wow, we were shocked. We thought for sure it was just going to be a warning, and it wasn't. They escorted her out. There was probably 8 security guards that escorted her out.
Okay, I feel like we see this time at concerts.
Yeah.
Because the female lines are always super long.
The time.
Did they at least let her go to the restroom before they kicked her out, or did they, yank her out of the...
She was already in the restroom, and they came banging on the door and told her, get out, and escorted her out.
Was she in mid-process? They let her finish, right?
Yes. So, thank goodness it was towards the end of the concert, and there was only about 3 songs left. But we were really surprised.
So, did you stay for the last 3 songs, or did you go out?
I did because the rest of our group was with us. So I went and sat down. I didn't find out until later.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks for sharing. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye.
I will say this, and I don't think they should have been kicked out, but... As a man who, goes to concerts, mm-hmm. and when you women walk into our restrooms mm-hmm. and use up our stalls and we're doing the little, listen, it's not our fault that you got to go 3-4 deep
at
a time.
And I'm doing the little, and you're talking about going to the restroom?
Well, Lance, I got to go. Mm-hmm. I've had 4 or 5 tall boys.
Right.
And you guys go 4 or 5 deep into a stall and start giggling and doing your makeup.
We're not going. We gotta go.
We have to go. Well, you have your own restroom. If a man walked into a women's restroom, we're in jail.
No comment. Have you seen the restrooms lately?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.